Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some consumer prices are going in the wrong direction, causing us to dig deeper into the pockets and bank accounts. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
Like many Americans, Andy and Brenda O'Neill have noticed food prices continuing to go up.
Eggs, yeah. Eggs is a problem.
$3 over what it was a month ago.
The cost of eggs soared over 15% last month, according to the latest Consumer Price Index, which finds overall inflation up 3% over last year. To help cut costs, the O'Neills have started buying soon-to-expire meat at half off.
Feeding a family with growing teenagers, our grandkids, it's quite difficult for all of our kids.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Fremont, California.
The CDC says measles outbreaks are confirmed in at least five states so far this year, mostly among people who are not vaccinated. Vanderbilt University's Dr. William Schaffner.
Measles is a serious illness. It makes children absolutely miserable for a week or week and a half and can have serious complications.
President Trump, after a call with Russia's president, tells members of his national security team to immediately begin negotiations aimed at ending Russia's war with Ukraine. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
What's notable about this conversation and negotiations between Trump and Putin is that it upends 3 years of U.S. policy on the war in Ukraine. President Biden refused to speak to Putin after Russia invaded Ukraine back in February 2022. Now Trump says the two leaders have agreed to work together very closely.
A federal judge in Boston lifts his temporary restraining order that blocked the Trump administration's deferred resignation program, which can now continue. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The judge rejected a lawsuit to halt the buyout program, saying that the labor unions did not have standing or grounds to come into court to challenge it. The court also questioned whether it had subject matter jurisdiction or whether this is an issue that has to be decided by another agency.
Sangamon County, Illinois, reaches a $10 million civil settlement with the family of Sonia Massey. The Black Springfield woman was fatally shot in her kitchen by a white, now former sheriff's deputy named Sean Grayson. Massey attorney Antonio Romanucci.
$10 million certainly is a lot of money, and it is something that will never be able to compensate the family for the taking of the life of Sonia Massey.
Sean Grayson has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. Seven children and four adults were hospitalized in southern New Hampshire after suffering carbon monoxide poisoning at a daycare. It happened in nearby Kittery, Maine. All are expected to survive. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Coming up in the next Midday Magazine, we spend part one with Grace, and in part two, UW Extension's Olga from 4-H is going to join us. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Marquette gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles got a win at home, 68-58 over DePaul. Cam Jones, 19 points in the game, moved him to the number three all-time leading scorer in Marquette history. Stevie Mitchell was 17 for the Golden Eagles and 9 assists on what was the game plan for the first half.
We knew they were going to go zone because they did that last time, so we prepared a lot for that zone. And, you know, as the game went on, just sticking with what we were doing, I think in the first half we were driving it hard, but we were missing some shots. They have good players. They're contesting it. So I think we just were able to stick with what we were doing, even though the results necessarily weren't what we wanted in terms of finishing or making shots. And I just think that's just a testament to, you know, our trust in each other, our trust in, you know, our coaches, and, you know, our coaches trusting us.
Marquette is now off until next Tuesday when they host Seton Hall. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries taking place in the overnight. Clouds and temperatures near zero at dawn. We'll have a north breeze. On Thursday, skies gradually becoming sunny. Highs in the lower teens. Gusty northwest winds across the area. Currently 11 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Tariffs, inflation, and shutdowns, oh my! How Donald Trump is stealing the financial futures of Wisconsin families. We discuss with Tom Paulswitz next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's the middle of the week, and there's a lot going on. Tulsi Gabbard, the friend of dictators everywhere, just became the head of our intelligence agencies. This is a dark day for America and for the security of the free world. Also, dear Republicans, will you salute the tyrant or save the republic? We'll get into that in a minute. The Trump economy is here, for better or for worse. Apparently for worse. I'll tell you about the inflation report that just came in. Republicans are besides themselves, by the way, that Starbucks has become too female and less white. So they're suing. I'm not making this up. You're not hiring enough white men, Starbucks, says a Republican. Yes, indeed. In the second hour of our program, Elon Musk has been awarded millions in new government contracts, even as Doge torches others. We've got a leaked filing on that. Look out, MAGA. Are you safe? The Trump State Department officially has repeatedly called for mass sterilization of low IQ trash, his phrase. And the best trolling alert ever. Our DFW bathrooms, you know, the Dallas airport, sending photos of your genitals to the authorities. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, Sonia Sotomayor has faith in court orders. We'll see. And the U.S. cedes soft power to China after the after Trump and Musk cut U.S. aid. In fact, it's amazing how quickly China is picking up this ball that we are dropping. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. But to start off, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Dear Republicans, Will You Salute the Tyrant or Save the Republic? And, you know, I start out by talking about how when I was a kid, my dad was a Republican activist and I was gung-ho for it. When I was 10 years old, he gave me a copy of None Dare Call It Treason. When I was 13, I went door to door with him for Barry Goldwater, just like Hillary Clinton did, I believe, with her father. She was a Goldwater girl. My dad didn't really think of himself as a Goldwater Republican. He always called himself an Eisenhower Republican, or when he was really feeling expansive, he called himself a Lincoln Republican. My younger brother was a Republican political consultant in the 1970s before he abandoned the Republican Party. So I know what the GOP used to be, you know, for better or for worse. And frankly, there's very little left of it today. And yet, and this is the important point of my article today, the GOP may be the only institution that can save democracy in America right now if a few of its members begin to show some courage. Mitch McConnell, for example, today voted against Tulsi Gabbard. Now, it wasn't enough. You had enough, you know, the rest of the Republican caucus put on their coward face and voted for this friend of spies. But I really think if it would only take three or four Republicans in the House and two or three in the Senate to stop Donald Trump in his tracks. And it's one of the reasons I keep encouraging people who live in red states, who have Republicans, or who live in blue states that have red representatives, to reach out to them. And don't reach out to them as an angry liberal. Reach out to them as if you were a conservative. You know, you are betraying conservative values. And I'll get into that in just a moment. But, you know, here we are. And this is not the old Republican Party. Barry Goldwater was deeply suspicious of the morbidly rich and never would have tolerated a liar like Trump or an egomaniacal billionaire like Elon Musk. In 1964, when Goldwater accepted his nomination to be their candidate for president, he told the delegates, you know, the Republican Party delegates there, he said, "Those who seek absolute power, even though they seek it to do what they regard as good, are simply demanding the right to enforce their own version of hell of heaven on earth. And let me remind you, they are the ones who always create the most hellish tyrannies. Absolute power does corrupt, and those who seek it must be suspect and must be opposed." He added, "Small men seeking great wealth or power have too often and too long turned even the highest levels of public service into mere personal opportunity." In his book, Conscience of a Conservative, Goldwater wrote, "The enemy of freedom is unrestrained power, and the champions of freedom will fight against the concentration of power wherever they find it." Ronald Reagan famously said, "Our founding fathers well understood that concentrated power is the enemy of liberty and the rights of men. They knew that the American experiment in individual liberty, free enterprise, and Republican self-government could succeed only if power were widely distributed." He went on to say, "Could there be anything resembling a free enterprise economy if wealth and property are concentrated in the hands of a few, while the great majority owned little more than the shirts on their backs?" Yet today, the richest man in the world, without a single vote from anybody, is running amok in our federal system, shutting down the agency that kept China at bay, USAID, prevents people from starving, stopping scientific research to cure cancer and other diseases, rooting around in the private medical and financial details of American citizens and our intelligence agencies' resources around the world, and doing it all apparently just to free up money to pay for more tax breaks for billionaires like himself and his tech broligarch buddies. Is it possible to define a more dangerous concentration of power, to use Barry Goldwater's phrase? Right now, a few honest Republicans, if they're still out there, could save our republic. But what has happened to them? I mean, Eisenhower, Nixon, and Reagan all vigorously opposed communism. Trump sucks up to communist China Xi. Every Republican president in my lifetime has opposed Russian expansionism and the brutal form of tyranny that the old Soviets and the Putin imposed until Trump. Every Republican president in my lifetime supported a free and open press in America. Although Trump is, until Trump, he's using Stalin's old phrase, enemy of the people. Every Republican president of my lifetime, except Reagan, supported quality secular public schools and higher education until Trump. The Republicans I remember were big fans of law and order. They cringed at the idea of openly corrupt or criminal people acquiring public office. Yet now we've got a president who's been convicted of 34 felonies, credibly accused of rape and sexual abuse by almost 24 women, found liable for business and tax fraud, broke his marriage vows to each of his three wives, and told over 30,000 documented lies in his first term. Those Republicans also believed that committing crimes carried consequences. But now you got Trump, you know, pardoning Blagojevich and Kushner, and making Charles Kushner the ambassador to France, and in an ultimate spit in the face to law and order, freed and pardoned 1,500 convicted violent criminals, including multiple cop killers. Dwight Eisenhower was the first, the Republican, was the first president to send troops into the South to enforce anti-discrimination laws and Supreme Court decisions. It was when I was in my 20s. There was a white girl in our neighborhood who wanted to marry a black man, and her father refused to even go to the wedding. My father walked her down the aisle. My Republican father. Now we have openly racist Republican presidents whose billionaire henchman delights in throwing a Nazi salute to a GOP audience and gets us an applause for it. Eisenhower, Nixon, Reagan, and both Bushes were advocates for democracy around the world. But Trump, you know, he praises Putin and Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping and criticizes democratic nations. when Democrats were fighting against the right to vote in the South, it was Republicans like Eisenhower and Nixon who defended the right of black people to vote. And Reagan and both Bushes gave them lip service. Now, Trump openly champions voter suppression, particularly when it's focused against black people, Hispanics, and women. There was a time when Republican presidents were against bribery. But, you know, Trump just shut down the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which forbids bribery. Republicans used to fiercely defend the right to privacy in the Fourth Amendment and elsewhere. Keep in mind, it was a Republican Supreme Court and a Republican appointee, Earl Warren, who wrote the Roe v. Wade decision, which was unanimous, by the way. Republicans used to refer to and recite the Constitution like a tick. Now they're openly attacking it, arguing that Trump and Musk can ignore the courts. I remember when Republicans were the most vigorous defenders of the environment. Teddy Roosevelt created our national parks. Eisenhower and Nixon expanded them. So are there any Republicans left who remember the old days? The Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney Republicans who believe in our form of government, who believe in a separation of powers, who believe in democracy. If you're one of those Republicans, I wrote today, and I'm saying right now, if you are one of those Republicans, and I know a number of you call into this program, but specifically I'm talking to elected Republicans. If you're one of those elected Republicans, I'm talking to you right now. Look at your colleagues. As a member of Denmark's Conservative Party told the press day before yesterday about Republicans cowering in terror before Trump, he said, if these people can't see how absurd they appear, they're out of touch with reality. If you fail to stand up and our republic falls, history and our children will ask you how you could have allowed it to happen. Why didn't you stand up? Why did you choose to kneel to a frankly pathetic tyrant? Were you always a coward? Somehow, if you fail America at this critical moment, I doubt you'll have a good answer to that question. We need a few good Republicans. I suspect they're out there. In fact, I heard from one in response to my message this morning. He said, I'm an elected Republican in northern Michigan. I'm the lone Republican in a part of the state. I've openly supported our three executive women here. Good on you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This elected Republican in northern Michigan, he said, we all need to stand together before it's too late. Keep up the great work on the Hartman Show. God bless. We'll be right back. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat. You know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today. That's FFRF, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511, and become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. ffrf.us/Hartman, or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Democracy, Eisenhower warned of power unchecked. Goldwater said corruption must be kept in check. But now I see you bow your heads to a liar wrapped in gold and red. He breaks the laws, he spits on truth, and still you march behind his boots. Will you salute the tyrant, kneel down low, or stand for the country you used to know? History's watching. Once you swore no man should rule unchecked. Now you let him burn the nation wreck by wreck. Reagan spoke of freedom's fight. Now you shun the press and dim the light. You praise the wealth, ignore the cries. Let billionaires control.
24 minutes past the hour. Consumer prices rose 0.5% in January. That was higher than expected. The annual inflation rate is now above 3%. This has the stock market freaked out. I'm not sure where it is right now. I don't see, I don't have any stock tickers floating around here in the office or in the studio, but it was down almost 400 points this morning for a while. I'm guessing it has rebounded somewhat, but shelter costs, housing costs accounted for a substantial part of this, about a third of the increase, 30% of the total increase. They rose 0.4% in 1 month. So, that's a 4.6% increase on an annual basis. Food prices went up 0.4%. One of the big things that pushed that was the surge in egg prices, 15.2%. That, of course, is the result of bird flu. Weirdly, when Biden was president, every single day it seemed like there was another story in the media about, reporters going into supermarkets and interviewing people about the price of eggs. I haven't seen one of those stories since Trump became president. Have you? But egg prices are up 53% over last year. Used cars and trucks saw a 2.2% increase for the month. Vehicle insurance, 2.2% up for the month. Energy prices up 1.1%. Gasoline prices up 1.8%. Gas over $5 a gallon across the West Coast. Meanwhile, a Republican attorney general, this is crazy. The Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has filed a lawsuit in federal court claiming that Starbucks is hiring too many women and too many people who are not white men. His lawsuit literally says, in other words, since 2020, Starbucks workforce has become more female and less white. And he says, with Starbucks' discriminatory patterns and policies, Missouri's consumers are required to pay higher prices and wait longer for goods and services that could be provided for less had Starbucks employed the most qualified workers. In other words, white people, white men. Starbucks says, we disagree. Our hiring practices are inclusive, fair, and competitive and designed to ensure the strongest candidate for every job every time. This is crazy. Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General of Missouri. You're not hiring enough white men. You've got too many women and people of color, Starbucks. And he's going to sue for discrimination. Oh, my God. These people have gone insane.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. New data shows U.S. consumer prices increased faster than economists predicted last month. CBS's Kelly O'Grady considers if the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates again.
So we paused last month. They're going to meet again at the end of March. We are expecting a pause. We're only expecting 2 rate cuts this year, but with the fact that inflation is continuing to tick up, folks that I'm talking to are saying maybe 1, maybe none.
President Trump says negotiations to end the Russia-Ukraine war will start immediately after speaking with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The first meeting is pending.
Hasn't been set, but not too distant future.
CBS's Weijia Jiang on possible concessions from Ukraine.
The administration has already said publicly that they do not believe the 2 things that Ukraine really wants, which is to join NATO after the war and to overtake some of the land that was annexed by Russia, are probably off the table.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The 2 Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the 2 leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Marquette gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles got a win at home, 68-58 over DePaul. Cam Jones, 19 points in the game, moved him to the number 3 all-time leading scorer in Marquette history. Stevie Mitchell was 17 for the Golden Eagles and 9 assists on what was the game plan for the first half.
We knew they were going to go zone because they did that last time, so we prepared a lot for that zone. And, you know, as the game went on, just sticking with what we were doing, I think in the first half we were driving it hard, but we were missing some shots. They have good players. They're contesting it. So I think we just were able to stick with what we were doing, even though the results necessarily weren't what we wanted in terms of finishing or making shots. And I just think that's a testament to, you know, our trust in each other, our trust in, you know, our coaches, and, you know, our coaches trusting us.
Marquette is now off until next Tuesday when they host Seton Hall. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries taking place in the overnight. Clouds and temperatures near 0 at dawn. We'll have a north breeze. On Thursday, skies gradually becoming sunny. Highs in the lower teens. Gusty northwest winds across the area. Currently 11 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is the day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Eve Galanter will be our guest as she talks about civics and civility and what we're teaching our high school kids and how you can get involved. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Oh, the times are in danger again. He stacks up the courts, he silences foes, rewrites the law so his power just grows. The votes they don't count when the strong men impose. Oh, the times are in danger again. So
past the hour. So, serious question. I've seen this in two or three different places on the internet. There's a post on Blue Sky just a few minutes ago. Is it true that little X, Elon Musk's son, and yes, his name is X, wandered over to Donald Trump while Musk was talking and said, "You're not the real president. Get out of here." Is that true? I honestly don't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I'm seeing it. who knows? Wild stuff. Absolutely wild stuff. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
So, okay. Hey, Tom, I'm sorry. I was just laughing at the little joke that you made there.
Yeah, I wasn't making it as a joke. I mean, I just literally just read it on Blue Sky. So
is it actually a thing? I thought it was a meme.
I don't know if it actually happened or if it's just somebody trolling Trump. But can you imagine if Joe Biden had sat in the desk at the Resolute desk in the White House with George Soros standing next to him, and George Soros did all the talking? I mean, the Republicans would be, you know, crapping bricks. I mean, they would be falling all over. The Fox News would explode. I mean, it would be on fire. The building. Anyway, so what's up, Brad?
So I was talking about, I don't know if you've heard, San Jose has had a big explosion, or not an explosion, but a regular downtown, these protests, these Latinos against Trump protests.
Cool.
You know, protesting against these mass raids, ICE, and, yeah. You know, and I encourage everyone to get involved, and there's not just it isn't just Latinos and Mexicans and whatnot that are there. There's white people, there's black people, there's Chinese, there's all kinds of people that are there to support these movements, these protests. So, and they're all over the country. They're in Dallas. There was a huge protest in Dallas, Texas, just last week. And anyone that can get involved with this stuff, I encourage everyone to show up. And also keep in mind that one of the things that keeps coming up is that you need to inform everyone who is not their citizen. Their citizenship is in question. They don't have to. They need to be informed of their rights. And, sorry, excuse me, hello?
Yeah, I'm still listening, Brandon.
Sorry. There's a huge meme going on Instagram informing people of their rights. It's in Spanish as well as in English.
Yeah, you don't have to open the door unless it's a search warrant signed by a judge. They're using phony warrants that are not actually signed by judges. You don't have to talk to them. You can ask for an attorney. You can demand due process.
And it's a very regular occurrence. It's a very regular occurrence of them using these phony warrants.
Yeah.
So, right. Because, you know, it's not just what these cops are doing is they want to put points on the board. They're not trying to. It's a competition, basically.
Well, Trump has set a quota for ICE offices, you know, 75 raids a day or arrests a day or something like that. I mean, he's very upset because right now he's deporting people more slowly than Joe Biden was.
And, you know, in his first term, he deported fewer people than Barack Obama did in either of his 4 years. So, you know, Trump is all upset about this. Brandon, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. It's a great point. Teresa in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Teresa, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I've got a new slogan that I'm trying to spread around. It's the DOGE acronym now stands for Department of Grifting Elon.
Good one. And let's right on the nose.
Let's see that on signs everywhere. Let's start just, I mean, it's just not government efficiency. It's grifting Elon, and that's just spot on.
Yeah. There you go. I love it. Teresa, thank you. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, the country is not, but I'm okay. So what's on your mind?
I need you to talk me down from the ledge.
Okay.
I never thought growing up, my folks like yours were Eisenhower Republicans, and my father was a Mason, a businessman. He owned a business. And I think that they must be turning over in their graves today as to what's happening in this country.
Yeah.
And my question for you is this. Is there anything that the Republicans can do to take this man down before he completely destroys our country?
It will take 3 or 4 Republicans in the House and 2 or 3 Republicans, actually 3 or 4 Republicans in the Senate, given that he's got an extra vote with J.D. Vance, to stop him. And, you know, we saw a little tiny green shoot of resistance this morning when Mitch McConnell voted against Tulsi Gabbard. You know, there were a few others, you know, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, who voted against Pete Hegseth, as I recall. So, you know, there's these little cracks in the wall that are starting to show. But I think it's going to take more. As long as Trump's popularity is pushing above 50%, which it is right now, he's more popular than he's ever been. And I think it's because he's getting so much publicity on a continuous basis. And it seems like he's actually doing things that particularly his racist base, his white racist base, wants him to do. That, you know, as long as that keeps happening, and he has, quote, successes, but you know, as these policies start to really bite, and particularly, I mean, you know, they've pretty much declared that they're going after Social Security next. I think that I don't think this is going to stand, Carol. I really don't. I at least I'm hopeful it doesn't. So
God, I hope not. I hope not. I never thought something like this could even happen in this country.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty amazed. Although I have been predicting it for years and years.
I know. I've been watching you for years.
Yeah, there you go. Carol, thank you for the call. You know, take a deep breath. We're all still here, and you know, America is under assault, but we haven't collapsed yet. Carol, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Thank you.
Yep. Debbie in Thousand Oaks, California. Hey, Debbie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You know, we need a few Republicans from the House and a few from the Senate that would, you know, break ranks and vote with the Democrats to turn around some of this. But, you know, there are legitimate concerns, I feel, for these legislators who fear for the safety of their partners, themselves, their children.
Yeah,
and I've heard reports that the other legislators are saying they've heard this from their colleagues.
And Romney told the media about this. He said on the impeachment vote, on that second impeachment vote, that he had several Republican senators who told him that they really wanted to impeach Trump. They never wanted to see him in office again. They thought he was a dangerous man, but they were afraid that if they voted to impeach him, that their children, their families, their homes would be the targets of the Proud Boys or other, you know, right-wing groups, right-wing vigilantes.
The Proud Boys, and then they would get pardoned. So what do they have to lose? You know, it's a legitimate concern, and I don't know how we're going to help them. You know, being primaried is one thing, but having actual physical harm to them, and I have a daughter in Beaverton who really gets it, you know, and she would like to participate. but she's afraid to go downtown in Portland and protest because she has children that are 5 and 8. So, you know, yeah. What's she going to do? She's nervous, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. So no solution there, huh, Tom?
I don't have an easy answer, Debbie. You know, I am hopeful that a few Republicans will step up the way Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger did, and probably they'll have to change parties, you know, or something. I don't know, but. You know, Jim Jeffords did that in the Senate when I was living in Vermont, when he was our senator, our Republican senator. He became an independent and just, you know, crashed the Bush agenda. We'll see. Debbie, thank you for the call. If you live in a Republican district, call your Republican representatives and ask them to behave like Goldwater
conservatives.
Visit
TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code TOM.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, and why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain, and they actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease the nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite products are their sleep products. Once you try them, you'll wonder how you ever got by without them. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, I can save you 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistilleries.com. Distillery. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. To get your 20% discount, use the promo code TOM at cbdistillery.com.
Loud. Said it drained the swamp, but it fed the crowd. Lies like a flood, truth on the run. Turned the White House into a loaded gun. Fear and fury, that's his play. Set the match, then walks away. Burn it down and claim no blame. While the people pay for his twisted.
Welcome back, 52 minutes past the hour. And, picking up your calls here, Daniel in Green Valley, California. Hey, Daniel, what's up? Morning, Daniel.
You always say to call and tell people that you appreciate what they do, and I can speak for all Americans when I say we appreciate your show. Been listening to you for 25 years, Breakfast with Bernie. I told the call screener solutions. That was my topic. Mm-hmm. We love the way you shine light on everything. There's no question. But at the end of your show every day, it seems like we don't have any solutions as American people, as the working. I'm a working man, operating engineer. And I know you got websites to go to. And by the time I go to work 10 hours, drive 3 hours to work, you know, to and from, I'm lucky to get a meal in me. How do we get the American people to think that all think alike? You know, how do we get that power? How do we get us all together? You know, how do we funnel that down?
Yeah.
You know, what's the solution to this great problem we have?
Well, Daniel, if you're working 10 hours, you're in contact with other people for 10 hours. You might try talking to them, although I realize some people are, you know, have jobs where you can't talk politics. But, you know, I
no,
think,
they're all MAGA. That's part of my problem.
Well, you know,
they're all MAGA.
I get that, but maybe they're reachable, you think?
I don't know. They, you know how they are. They're set in their ways. They're set in their mind.
You can throw
a little chip in now and again. There was a guy I work with. He mentioned the other day about how they took the security clearance away from President Biden. He was just so happy about that. Mm-hmm. And of course, I heard on your show they don't have a security clearance that can be taken from them. So
that's right.
It's hard to reach these people.
Yeah. Well, you know, all we each can do, Daniel, is whatever we can do. We all have to look for our opportunities. I mean, you know, some people can support, you know, good politicians and good organizations with money. Some people can make phone calls. Some people can write postcards. Some people can just talk to their friends and neighbors or people at work. You know, there's no universal solution here, but we all need to be doing whatever we can. I mean, I do what I can here. I also support some politicians financially. You know, and I'm talking about, you know, sending somebody a $10 or $50 check, you know. It's just step by step. We will take this country back. I don't think this is going to stand. What these guys are doing is so fundamentally un-American that eventually we have to be waking up. Daniel, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and I wish you well. Good luck, okay?
You too, Tom. Thanks for everything.
Yeah. Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I just want to piggyback on something. I can't remember if it was earlier this week or last week, but a caller called up and she had raised the, you know, as we're all talking about, what is really Doge doing? Are they going to commit a big heist? Are they going to, you know, are they going to steal money? What are they going to do? I actually truly believe, and you keep saying this over and over again, these aren't accountants. These aren't, you know, these are data specialists. They are writing code in here. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm beginning to worry that they're embedding code that will allow them to hold us hostage some way.
Yeah, I think they're putting backdoor access into all these systems. I'm also concerned that, you know, they're stealing this country's secrets. You know, what did Trump give to Putin to get, you know, this guy released? Did he give them a list of our spies? You know, he's got our payroll data now. I doubt that's the case. He's probably just going to release some really, you know, horrible Russian prisoner here. But, you know, I'm very concerned.
Your caller had brought up the fact that she believed, and I'm not sure if she has this background, but she said, one, you know, they'll be able to do massive voter purges just off of the data, and they'll be able to truly rig it to where we won't have re-elections anymore. But let me just quickly say, I think they're throwing out crazy little tidbits of things like the USAID, like the $50 million in condoms, to literally distract from the fact that they are embedding code to be able to hold this country hostage if they need to.
How would that play out in your mind?
I to be honest with you, I don't even know how to have it play out because I can't even believe we're going through this stuff right now.
Yeah, it is.
But
it
I'm
is
beginning to believe, like, what are they really doing in there? They're obviously embedding code for a reason, and they're not working for our benefit.
No, they're working for the benefit of billionaires, specifically Elon Musk and his billionaire buddies. Caleb, thank you for the call.
Billionaires.
Spot on. I don't think you're a conspiracy theorist at all. I think you're a rational, pragmatic observer of what's actually happening. Thank you, Caleb, for the call. And thanks for listening to WCPT. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Musk has been awarded millions in government contracts. Really? As he's torching others? This is crazy.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ready, set, go!
Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump announced a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin about ending the Russia-Ukraine war. CBS's Weijia Jiang from the White House.
They also agreed to meet in person in Saudi Arabia. In the Oval Office, we learned who won't be there.
So it sounds like that would just be a meeting between you and Putin and perhaps the Crown Prince, but not President Zelensky?
Probably we'll have a first meeting and then we'll see what we can do about the second meeting.
Trump's announcement to work with Putin came on the heels of Moscow releasing an American hostage.
The Senate confirmed Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence after a contentious process. Senator Mitch McConnell was the only Republican to vote no. Correspondent Nicole Killian explains why.
He said that he believes that the role of the Senate is to advise and consent, but that the Senate should not consent when it believes a candidate.